Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Chad Curtis. Batting second. The second baseman, Scott Fletcher. Batting third. The third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting fourth. The DH, Cecil Fielder. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Franklin Stubbs. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bobby Higginson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chris Gomez. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Todd Steverson. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ron Tingley. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Brian Bohannon. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The DH, Pedro Munoz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Scott Lewis. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Gerald Clark. Batting eighth. The catcher, Matt Walbeck. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Pat Mahomes. And now, play ball. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Curtis hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Puckett. Curtis reaches second base with a double. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fletcher bunts towards the mound. Mahomes fields it and throws to first for the out. Curtis moves to third. One out. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fryman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Curtis scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Fielder strikes out. 2 outs. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stubbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Knobloch. The throw from Tingley and he is safe. Knobloch steals second. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Knobloch moves to third. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Munoz hits a fly ball into right field. Steverson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobby Higginson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Higginson hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Chris Gomez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mahomes fires to first and picks off Higginson. One out. Chris Gomez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez strikes out. 2 outs. Todd Steverson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Steverson hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins nothing. the Twins will come to bat. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Laos hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stubbs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Laos for the out. One out. Gerald Clark, batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Clark hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Steverson. Clark reaches second base with a double. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stubbs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walbeck for the out. Clark moves to third. Two outs. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Becker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron Tingley is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Tingley strikes out. One out. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Curtis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Curtis strikes out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-0 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Knobloch takes first base on ball four. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Mears is 0-for-1 in the game. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Puckett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Steverson. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Mears moves to third. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munoz is 0-for-1 in the game. Munoz hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Curtis. Munoz reaches second base with a double. Mears scores. Puckett scores. It's 2-1, Twins. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 0-for-1 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Laos is 0-for-1 in the game. Laos hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fryman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fryman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Laos fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Fielder is 0-for-1 in the game. Fielder strikes out. Two outs. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Stubbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Laos fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Gerald Clark is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Clark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Walbeck hits a fly ball into right field. Steverson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 0 for 1 in the game. Becker takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Becker. The throw from Tingley and he is safe. Becker steals second. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Knobloch hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Higginson who is chasing the ball. Knobloch reaches third base with a triple. Becker scores. It's 3-1, Twins. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Mears is 0 for 2 in the game. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobby Higginson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Higginson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Higginson takes first base on ball 4. Chris Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Higginson moves to third. Todd Steverson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Steverson is 0 for 1 in the game. Steverson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it and throws to home. Walbeck drops the ball. Higginson scores. Gomez moves to third. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-2, Twins. Ron Tingley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tingley is 0 for 1 in the game. Tingley hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Curtis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Curtis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it and throws to home to get Gomez. Steverson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Steverson scores. Curtis moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Tigers, 3, Twins, 3. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fryman takes first base on ball 4. Curtis moves to third. Fletcher moves to second. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fielder is 0 for 2 in the game. Fielder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Puckett is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munoz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Munoz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 0 for 2 in the game. Cordova hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Twins. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Leos is 0 for 2 in the game. Leos takes first base on ball 4. Gerald Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Clark hits a pop-up towards short. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Walbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Walbeck hits a pop-up towards short. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Stevens now pitching. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Stubbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Stubbs hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Puckett fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Puckett. Stubbs moves to third. Bobby Higginson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Higginson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Higginson hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stubbs tags and scores. One out. It's 5-4, Twins. Chris Gomez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gomez hits a line drive into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Todd Steverson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Steverson is 0-for-2 in the game. Steverson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 4. The Twins will come to bat. John Doherty now pitching. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Becker hits a line drive into left field. Higginson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Knobloch hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Mears is 0-for-3 in the game. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Knobloch moves to second. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Puckett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Puckett is walked intentionally. Kevin Moss pinch hits for Pedro Munoz. Kevin Moss batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Moss hits a fly ball into left field. Higginson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron Tingley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tingley is 0-for-2 in the game. Tingley hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Curtis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Curtis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fletcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fletcher takes first base on ball 4. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Fryman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fryman hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 4. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Cordova is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. he's got two RBIs. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Leoz is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Leoz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Leoz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gerald Clark batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Clark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Doherty fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Walbeck is 0 for 3 in the game. Walbeck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fielder is 0 for 3 in the game. Fielder hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mark Guthrie now pitching. Juan Samuel pinch hits for Franklin Stubbs. Danny Bautista pinch runs for Cecil Fielder. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Samuel hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell pinch hits for Bobby Higginson. Alan Trammell batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Trammell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Bautista moves to third. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Chris Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Bautista scores. Trammell moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Tigers, 5, Twins, 5. Todd Steverson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Steverson is 0 for 3 in the game. Steverson hits a fly ball towards left. Cordova catches it and throws to Knobloch who relays to Clark to double up Gomez. Trammell tags and scores. It's 6-5, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. John Doherty now pitching. Juan Samuel now playing first base. Danny Bautista now playing right field. Todd Steverson now playing left field. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Knobloch hits a line drive towards first. Samuel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chip Hale pinch hits for Pat Mears. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Twins 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Chip Hale now playing third base. Scott Leoz now playing shortstop. Ron Tingley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tingley is 0 for 3 in the game. Tingley strikes out. Walbeck drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Tingley out. One out. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Curtis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Curtis strikes out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fletcher hits a line drive into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Henman now pitching. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Puckett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Puckett strikes out. 1 out. Kevin Moss is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Moss is 0-for-1 in the game. Moss strikes out. 2 outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Cordova is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cordova strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.